I have so much to share with you today. I cannot believe just how much I have to share with you. I was in a conversation with the Lord about, okay, God, how do you want me to handle this? I was in prayer this morning, and the Lord sent me through vision after vision. In addition to a dream, the Lord provided me to share with you as well. And all of these have to do with what is on God's heart, the gift of prophecy, the spirit of prophecy. The prophetic ministry is meant to guide you into the heart and mind of God, and God does operate in times and seasons. And so this season we've been prophesying, we have entered into a new era of time in accordance with the Hebrew New Year 5784. It is a door opening season. Time, this in this season, God's timing is opening doors of opportunity. And one of the things the Lord wants me to share with you today is how He wants you to walk through the door of Abrahamic blessing. He wants you to access the fullness of the covenant of Abraham that was ratified generations and generations and generations ago. But you are in the line of Abraham if you are a believer in Christ Jesus. And so let me just dig into this a little bit, and then we're going to talk about some of the visions the Lord shared with me. One of them is a warning. And so we definitely want to make sure we get through this. So please bear with me. I would ask you now, if you can, to please share this, whether you're on YouTube, whether you are on Facebook, whether you're on Twitter. Hello to you. I'm so glad that you're tuning in. I'm so glad that you're chiming in. I'm so glad you're connecting. And I will ask you again, please share this word. This word is so meaty. It's healthy for us. It is food. It is guidance. It's correction and it's direction. I want you to know what He's up to. So let me just start with what the Lord has for me to share with you about the blessing of Abraham. We're going to go into Genesis 12 in just a moment, but first I want to show you what the Spirit of the Lord showed me. I'm going to share it with you. And so basically, I was in the dream of the Lord, and I was watching, and I was observing a man who had great talents, great gifts. He had been given a great opportunity. We're in the year of the door, and so he had been entered into the opportunity to play a professional sport. But in spite of the fact that he was operating at a very high level, and he had fans who were admiring him and elevating him, he remained humble. Glory to God. He remained humble, and his heart was settled on blessing his son. Come on. He had the heart of the Father. God said to Jesus, "I will give you the nations for your inheritance." The Father lives to bless the Son. And so even in the natural, when we are operating in the kingdom of God, we are supposed to set ourselves up to be a blessing for our children and our children's children. The Bible says a righteous man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. That means we should be looking for streams that flow through us to the next two generations. And so this is what this professional player, this professional athlete, was very aware of. He says, "I don't want anything. I just want to be able to give silver to my son." This is what he said in the dream. And this was a prophetic clue of what's on the heart of God. He just wants to give silver to his children. And he wants you to provide silver to your children. What does silver represent? It represents the treasury. It represents the storehouse of God. It represents wealth. It represents value. It represents things that have legacy. Silver is something you can pass down. Glory to God. It's not like it's something that has staying power. It's supposed to stay in the family line. And so that's what the Spirit of the Lord is saying for you, is to access this Abrahamic blessing. This man in the dream was wearing a green shirt, and the Spirit of the Lord wants you to understand that you have a fruitfulness from the Lord. God wants to make you fruitful. Glory to God. He wants to make you prosper. Green represents prosperity. God wants to prosper you. And this man, this player, this person who had been elevated, come on, God is elevating you. This person who had been elevated also had accent colors on his shirt, red and white, the purity of God and the righteousness of God. And so here are some keys prophetically to enter into the blessing of Abraham. And then we're going to talk about Boaz, and then we'll get into some of the visions of the Lord. So in Genesis chapter 13, it talks about how Abram was very, very rich in livestock, in silver and gold. Here we see silver again. Silver is something that's transferable generation to generation. Glory to God. It is something you can touch. It has its own value. Come on. And so it has a generational impact. And so God wants you to tap into what Abram had in Genesis 13, where it says he was rich in livestock, silver and gold. God is doing a thing in the economy. He's trying to set up Goshen among his people. He wants you to access generational wealth. He wants to preserve you. There are going to be some coming economic unstable times. And the Lord wants you to access the Abrahamic blessing that brings families into blessing. So this is what the Spirit of the Lord said in Genesis 12, verse 2. It says, I will make you a great nation. He's talking to Abram. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. This is what God has for you. He wants to elevate you. He wants to make you to a nation, meaning he wants to multiply you. By your obedience to the Lord and service to God, he multiplies you generation to generation, and you as yeast, you spread in the earth. He says, I will bless you and make your name great. God does want to make you famous in some respect. He wants you to be an imager of him. He wants people to know who you are because you are representing him. And he says, you will be a blessing. Listen, you live to be a vessel of the blessing of God. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you. In you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So there is a transferability of the blessing of Abraham. It's supposed to go through families, meaning your entire family, generations, are supposed to carry this blessing and then share it with other families in the earth. And so the Lord, through this dream, is exposing some keys to stepping into the blessing of Abraham. I'm going to give you seven keys to enter the Abrahamic blessing. This is the season we're in, y'all, and there is a favor resting on the people of God to prosper. The Spirit of the Lord came to send me and tell you there is a favor that is resting on the people of God right now to prosper. That's what the green shirt on the man of God in dream represented. But the Lord wants your heart before he wants you wealthy. I'm going to say it again. The Lord wants your heart before he wants you wealthy. Somebody needs to type, the Lord wants my heart. Glory to God. The Bible says in the book of Haggai that we will come to the desire of the nations. And then he says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine. What is he doing? He is extrapolating out of you the treasure that he sees in you. When we come to him, he sees us as his treasure. We are his silver. We are his gold. And so the Lord wants your heart before he wants you wealthy. God wants you to experience something in the spirit before you experience it in the natural. And so there is a favor resting on the people of God to prosper in this season. Listen to me. Listen to me. God wants you to be as Daniel, a man of an excellent spirit. The Bible says he distinguished himself above the governors and satraps. These were the leaders in the culture because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. There are doors God wants to bring you to where Abrahamic blessing will flow into your household because you have an excellent spirit. That word for excellent in Hebrew actually means preeminent. He wants you to have a preeminent or supreme spirit. And what do we know? Jesus is preeminent and supreme. He wants you to carry the spirit of Jesus. God truly is causing us to be put in positions where we can release the fragrance of his presence in every place. That's what the scriptures say, that everywhere the righteous are, that we bring a fragrance of God into that place. Glory to God. And the root word for excellent spirit, for the word excellent, is plenty. The word plenty. God wants to give you such an abundance of the Spirit of God. The Bible says that Jesus received the Spirit without measure. What does that mean? That there are measures that you can have the Holy Spirit operating in your life. There are anointing levels, glory to God. There are elevations. There are stages. There are ranks in the Spirit. And God wants to elevate you to a place where you have an abundance of his Spirit in order to change atmospheres and bring the Abrahamic blessing into your family through doors that he will open. Glory to God. Glory to God. So before I give you these seven keys, let me read you this. In Luke 6:37, it says, judge not and you will not be judged. Condemn not and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. What is he showing us? He's giving us some very key touchstones for living a righteous life. Don't condemn people and forgive people. This is a door to blessing. Then he says, give and it will be given to you. Good measure pressed down, shaken together and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. What are we saying? This is part of the seven keys. Living a righteous life of mercy and forgiveness and giving, sacrificial giving, giving into God's kingdom, giving to people. This unlocks the blessing of God. A life of righteousness and agape sacrificial love will open the door to generational blessing. A life of righteousness and agape sacrificial love will open the door to generational blessing. God sent me to tell you, serve the Lord, not money. Come on. Serve the Lord, not money. Serve the Lord, not money. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Listen, before I give you these seven keys to walking into the Abrahamic blessing, I want to mention Boaz one more time. As I was considering the dream of the Lord before coming before you this morning, the Spirit of the Lord whispered Boaz into my spirit. And I began to just ask the Lord, what is this all about? And then God began to speak to me about what Boaz did. Boaz presented a place of generational blessing to a woman named Naomi, a woman named Ruth, rather, who had no children. Ruth was considered barren. Ruth was considered as a widow and a woman of no children. She was considered someone who had no wealth. That was the cultural distinction that came with widows with no children. And in the spirit, that's what she represented. But she connected with a man named Boaz, who actually represents Jesus Christ. And Boaz is a kinsman redeemer. What does that mean? He redeems families. Come on. He brings families into blessing where before they were not in a line of blessing. Ruth lived in a place called Moab. And Moab was a place of dearth. A famine had hit the land. But God had her connect with her mother-in-law. And she, by obedience and submission, humility, entered into Bethlehem, which is the place of bread. It's a place of nourishment and nutrition spiritually and naturally. And she met a man named Boaz who redeemed her into a family. He gave her children, glory to God, and he created an access point to the blessing of Abraham. She entered into the literal line of Jesus Christ. Literally, she is a ancestor of Jesus Christ. She was the grandmother of David. Come on, somebody. She represented the redemption of those who were outside the Abrahamic blessing coming into the Abrahamic blessing. And so God is releasing a Boaz connection into your life. This is in the spirit realm. This is a season where God is opening doors. Literally, Ruth was able to reap what she did not sow. Come on, somebody. She was able to eat what was left behind by those who labored. She didn't have to labor. All she needed to do was be in the right place. And she was able to glean, is what the word is, from the harvest that was left behind. And Boaz ordered his workers, his laborers, to leave a blessing for her. She received a blessing that she didn't have to work for. Why? Because she, by obedience and by just an unction of the Spirit of God, knew she needed to leave Moab, which is a place of famine, and into the place of bread, Bethlehem. And it was in her obedient following the Holy Ghost that there was a divine connection to redeem her from a place of emptiness and poverty into a place of wealth and generational blessing, where she, even through her womb, produced ancestry of Jesus Christ himself. What does God want to do miraculously through you? Because of what you're going to do to access this blessing of Abraham. Abraham was an ancestor of Boaz. Glory to God. And so he was walking in the Abrahamic blessing. Ruth was not. But because she connected herself to Boaz, she came into the redemption power of that line of Abrahamic blessing. And the families of the earth have been blessed through Ruth, because through Ruth came Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the blessing to the nations. Oh, I'm preaching to someone today. I want you to take these seven keys so you can access the blessing of Abraham. And then we're going to talk about visions from the Lord. The seven keys to walking in this Abrahamic blessing in this hour. Glory to God. Number one, humility. Humility. Listen, the man of God that I saw in this dream as I was watching had no desire to be the center of attention, in spite of the fact that he had been elevated. Come on. And this is what God's going to do. He's going to test you. When he elevates you, he's going to want to see, are you going to still carry humility, or are you going to start feeling yourself, smelling yourself? Are you going to start thinking you got there because of your own talents and gifts? Or are you going to understand it's the gift of God that made room? Are you going to understand that God, as it says in Deuteronomy 8, is the one who gives you the power to get wealth? It's by you continuing to submit to the Holy Spirit that you access the blessing of Abraham. Remember, it says in Genesis 13, Abraham had livestock, silver, and gold. Why? Because he followed the Lord by faith. Come on. Number two, sacrificial giving. Number three, wisdom. These are the keys of accessing the Abrahamic blessing in this season. One, humility. Two, sacrificial giving. Are you tithing? Are you giving your offerings to the Lord? Are you available to those who are poor and have a need? Or do you turn your eye away from them? Or do you turn away from them? Number three, wisdom. The wisdom that Daniel had. We talked about the excellent spirit. It's the spirit of Jesus. It's the idea that you're not operating in your own strength, but you're seeking God for direction and understanding and applying the understanding you receive. Number four, using your God-given talents. Listen, you don't get elevated if you don't work. You need to be seeking God for what it is he wants you to do in this season. Come on. This is not one of those words of the Lord where God by his sovereign power is just going to drop blessing. No, he's looking for those who he's given talent to, that they are investing because they know that God is one who expects a return on his investment. Come on. And so you got to put those gifts and talents to work. Number five, purity. Oh, this was one of the accent colors on the man of God in the dream. Purity, white was on his shirt. Purity. You got to have a pure heart before the Lord. The word of God says to the pure, all things are pure. That means when you're a pure in heart person, you want everything in your life to be pure. Come on. You don't want to compromise anything. Number six, a heart for generational blessing. What does that mean? You're like Boaz, who's not just thinking about what he already has. He's looking for ways to increase the capacity. He did not have a wife. And when he found Ruth, he saw a woman who had the righteous spirit that he was desiring. He was not so concerned about her background being from Moab, which was literally a pagan country that served the wrong God. But they, in fact, had been generationally a thorn in the side of God's people. But he saw her by the spirit. He saw, this woman is bringing into my life the opportunity to bear fruit, to have children, to have a life and a family. And so he created a doorway for Ruth by going to his kinsmen and receiving land, receiving possessions that otherwise would not have been his. And this is what Jesus did for you. Jesus bought you on the cross. And so to have his heart is to have a heart of generational blessing. He wants you to take on a spirit that's looking beyond yourself. Number seven, a servant heart. A servant heart. Are you living to just serve the Lord? Are you living for his glory to be revealed through you? These are the seven keys of accessing the Abrahamic blessing. Humility, sacrificial giving, wisdom, using those God-given talents, purity, a heart for generational blessing, and a servant heart. Glory to God. Thank you for this, God. I'm going to pray for you now to walk into this Abrahamic blessing in this hour. We are in the year of the door, the year of the gate. It is a gate of humility. It is a gate of surrender. And behind that gate, those of us who are operating in humility and meeting the conditions of this test will access blessing we've not known before. Our families will access blessing we've never known. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray the Father anointing on these, your people, those who have a heart for the next generation. They want the silver for their children and their children's children. I declare in the name of Jesus, all seven of these access points for the blessing of Abraham will come alive in their lives if any of them have become dormant. God, I speak humility on them, sacrificial giving and wisdom. Father, I pray you give them the unction to use their God-given abilities. I pray purity on them where they need to confess and repent. Glory to God. I pray they walk in purity. Number six and seven, I pray the heart for generational blessing and a servant heart on your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Look, I have so much more. I've been on here 20 minutes and I'm going to try to get through the visions of God in the next 10 minutes. There are two visions from the Lord that he wants me to share with you. And one of them has to do with vision. I want to speak to this first because this is a warning from the Lord, just in case you've got to go. This is an important alert. This is a clarion call. This is a watchman's call. This is a watchman's warning. In the vision of the Lord, I saw the enemy. I saw the enemy hurl a rock directly at a man of God, and the rock went straight through his eye. So imagine you're standing and your right eye gets pelted by a rock. But this rock did not just bounce off of this man of God's eye. It went into his eye and it took his eye out, meaning his eye was no longer operating. The Lord wants me to tell you, the Spirit of the Lord wants me to tell you, the enemy is after your vision. I'm talking about spiritual perception. The enemy is taking aim at your vision in the spirit realm. The enemy wants you to concentrate on the carnal things. The enemy wants you to, oh God, I hear cares of this world. The enemy wants you to be choked by the cares of this world. The enemy wants your eye to be on anything except Jesus. What does the scripture say? It says, when my heart is overwhelmed, I will look to the one who is higher than I, the rock that is higher. I turn my vision on the Lord. I look to the mountains from where comes my help. My help comes from the Lord. I look to the abode of God. And so the enemy's trying to take your eyes off of Jesus. And I just want to pray for you, because what I do understand is the Lord wants me to tell you that your financial situation, your family situation, glory to God, all of those things, they will bow to Jesus. Just keep your mind and heart on Christ. What is he telling you to pray? What is he telling you to do? How is he ushering you into shalom peace? Stay in that place of peace. I just feel like I need to share this with you. One of the touchstones of walking with God is shalom peace, meaning nothing is missing, meaning you can discern you're in the right step with God. And I want to minister to you right now that this is how you're going to remove yourself from being pelted by an attack of the enemy to take your spiritual vision. He wants you, I'm telling you, to be blind to what God is doing in season with all of the rewards God has behind these divine doors. These are divine doors. God said in the scriptures, there are doors that only he can open and he can shut. And he can open it and no man can close it. But you've got to get there. And so in the spirit realm, the enemy is hurling rocks. What do rocks represent? They represent judgment. They represent condemnation. They can represent your past. Somebody trying to remind you of your past faults. It could even be you reminding yourself, God came and told me to tell you that you have been sent to access the blessing behind the divine doors, and you should let nothing by any means take your mind off of Jesus Christ. Father, we bless you for this. The enemy wants to steal your vision, says the Lord. Ephesians 1, I'm going to pray this over you now. God, I pray this over them, that the Lord God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Fill them with light, God, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. This is my prayer for your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Be watchful for left hooks and blind sides. Be watchful. The enemy is going to try to bring something to distract you from seeing in the spirit, from perceiving what the Lord is doing. The scripture says, I do a new thing. God's doing a new thing. Then he says, will you not know it? Will you not experience it? Will you not come into it? Will you not perceive it? He wants you to perceive what he's doing so that you can access his heart and what he's doing in this move right now. Good morning to you again. God bless you. Listen, share this word, y'all. Let's get the word out, because these visions and this generational blessing message has to reach the people. Listen, the last vision I want to mention to you this morning is what the Lord showed me. He showed me, and this is for men. And so if you have men in your life that you feel have been despondent or if they've been battling hopelessness, this is a word for them. Listen, the Lord showed me this. I was watching a man. He was sitting on steps and he was despondent. His head was down. He was in his own thoughts. He was reviewing his life. He was reviewing his mistakes. He was settling into a place of morose. He was settling into a place of not experiencing joy and excitement in life. He was not experiencing the goodness of God in the land of the living. And the Lord began to speak to me about what is happening in the lives of a lot of men. Men, we're carrying, you are carrying weight. God does not want you to carry. The Lord told me to tell you, He wants to lift your weight. The Lord says, I want to lift off that weight. The Bible tells us that we should not lean on our own understanding. And this is the Spirit of the Lord. He said, Frank, tell them, do not lean on your own understanding. See, here's what we can do. We get into our own headspace. We start because we can analyze. Men are visionaries. Men are go-getters. Men are workers. Men are groundbreakers. Men are providers. Men are protectors. And when we don't see things going a certain way, we can get despondent. That means we can be battling hopelessness. But the Spirit of the Lord told me to tell you, do not lean on your own understanding. This is the key to breaking this hopelessness off of your life. I want you to share this word. If you have a friend or family member or man in your life fighting this, the word to you today is do not lean on your own understanding. So Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says that we should trust the Lord with all of our heart and do not lean on our own understanding. And that in all of our ways, we should acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. The Lord spoke to me in prayer and said, I will direct your path. Just do not lean on your own understanding. Here's what we don't want to do. We don't want to be in a place of hopelessness and then begin to make decisions based on our emotions. Then begin to make decisions based on our hopelessness. The Word of God says in the book of Proverbs chapter 13, hope deferred makes the heart sick. And so we could be experiencing literally a heart sickness. A depression, an anxiety. Come on. You could be sad about your state in life. This is for men specifically. I want you to share this word. I feel the weight of this word so strong for men. You need to share this with men. You need to tell them, I need you to hear this word from God. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. I want to dig into that. The Spirit of the Lord is telling me to tell you that He is your desire. If you begin to trust Him with all of your heart and you refuse to lean on your own understanding and you acknowledge Him, meaning you desire an intimate walk with God in all of your ways, you invite Him into your decision making. You invite Him into your prayer life. You invite Him. You are going to church. You're reading your word. You're communing with the Holy Ghost. You're sitting still in His presence to listen to the Lord. You're writing down what God is telling you. You're looking to God for strategies and vision and understanding and ways to tackle issues in your life. When you come to that desire, it is a tree of life. God is promising you that He could take you out of hopelessness if you simply refuse to live on your own understanding. I'm telling you, this is a key for you to walk out of hopelessness. The Lord told me to say, He wants you to forget your past. He says, I will lead you, I will guide you. The Lord says, there is a time coming when everything will come together. But the Lord says, I want your heart. He says, I want you to take on my priorities and agenda to be a blessing. He says, I want you to walk in righteousness. I'm going to repeat all of this. He said to me, He wants you to forget your past. First, He told me to tell you, do not lean on your own understanding. If you know a man who's dealing with hopelessness, please share this. I'm telling you, God showed me this attack on the mind of men. This is happening across the globe with men because men are looking at Instagram culture and they're weighing what they've done in their lives and they're comparing and they're realizing even some shortfalls and shortcomings. And the Spirit of the Lord is sending me to encourage them, but also give them prophetic keys to accessing the blessing of Abraham and getting the weight of the world off of your shoulders. The Lord sent me to tell you, do not lean on your own understanding. He says, forget your past. The Lord says, I will guide you. I will lead you. There is a time coming when everything will come together. But the Lord says, I want your heart. God says, I want you to take on my priorities and my agenda to be a blessing and walk in righteousness, my son. The Lord says, if you will humble yourself and give me your heart, you will experience immediate relief. And that's my prayer right now. Father, in Jesus' name, whoever, whatever man, even a woman who needs relief, whatever they're, wherever they are, God, I pray right now, they'll just relinquish control. Come on. Humility is where we just relinquish control. We take ourselves out of the equation. I am no longer my own idol. I am no longer my own first priority. I am no longer living for myself. I'm living for you, God. I give it all away. I give it all away to you, God. I'm trusting you with every step I take. I ask you now in the name of Jesus to help me to walk by faith and not by sight. The word of the Lord to you is, if you will humble yourself and give me your heart, you will experience immediate relief. God, I pray immediate relief. Answer to their prayer now, God. The Bible says, Lord, you said, if a poor man cries, you will hear him and deliver him out of all of his troubles. You said you are a very present help in trouble. And so, God, where hope deferred has made the heart sick, God, I pray now they experience you as the desire who has come and that they will find you as the tree of life. Glory to the Lord. This is my prayer, Holy Spirit. In my brother Jesus's name, I pray, amen, amen. May the people say amen. Somebody give God glory. Praise be to God. We honor you, Lord, for the great things you are doing, the visions of God and the blessing of God in the dream. I pray you share these words. We are in a season where God is speaking in such abundant measure. He wants you to walk by the sound of his voice. John 10, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. In Revelation, it says more than once, let him who has an ear hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. God is revealing his heart in abundance in this season because he wants his people to access the abundance he has for us to prepare us for times of famine that are coming. We are coming into an economic instability. I'm telling you, and God is releasing divine strategies, divine strategic vision to break people out of despondency and lack. Come on. The Bible says in Psalm 23, and I'm going to get off of here, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all I need. That's all we need to know. Do not lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he will direct your path. He is the good shepherd, and he gave his life for the sheep. Something we've got to remember. This is where the cross has to be central to our lives. If he gave his life, why would we expect that he wouldn't give us access to all other things? That's in the book of Romans. He who did not spare the life of his son, how much more will he give us access to all things? He has emptied the treasury of heaven, the storehouse, and we just need to walk in righteousness to receive it. I bless God for you. I'm going to pray a benediction over you. I'm going to leave you now. I pray you share this word. I'm telling you, this is one of those strategic words that God is sending that need to be received for you to access the elevation God has for you. He's elevating people and giving them access to new levels of blessing, access of influence, and strength in business and life in this season by walking in humility and those seven keys that I released earlier in this message. Please share this word. I'm telling you, God is pouring out insight so that we can be ready. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. I release you now in the precious name of Jesus. And I pray that you will receive this word and carry it, and you won't cast your pearls before swine, but you will carry it in the bosom of your heart and you will obey the unction of the Lord. That's my declaration over you in Jesus' name. Until tomorrow, be blessed. This was the word of the day. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. Bye.